USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice signaled in a filing Monday that it would accept a special master candidate proposed by President Trump's legal team for overseeing a review of the documents the FBI raided from Trump's Florida home, Mar-a-Lago. Former prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox News.
Because the transparency wasn't there when they executed the warrant, when they secured the warrant, when they went through Mar-a-Lago. And the transparency that I think we're all looking for is, what were they doing when they were in there? Why did they get there to begin with? And did they follow the parameters of that search warrant?
Ukrainian forces continued their rout of Russian troops in the northeastern part of the country after days of unprecedented gains in the six-month war. Kyiv claimed to have liberated another 20 villages in an area between Kharkiv and the eastern Donbas region in the past 48 hours. Google will face damage claims for up to 25 billion euros, or $25.4 billion, over its digital advertising practices in two suits to be filed in British and Dutch courts in the coming weeks. The European Union accuses the tech firm of anti-competitive conduct in the digital advertising world. 75-year-old Joseph Hazelwood, the captain of the Exxon Valdez oil tanker that ran aground more than three decades ago in Alaska, causing one of the worst oil spills in U.S. history, has died. He died in July after struggling with COVID-19 and cancer, his nephew Sam Hazelwood recently told the New York Times. William Ruto was sworn in as Kenya's president on Tuesday after narrowly winning the August 9th election in East Africa's most stable democracy. Today is Uncle Sam Day. The day commemorates the man behind the iconic image, which is synonymous with the United States government. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
PaidForByGovernment.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Bad news for the economy. We continue at a 40-year high with goods and services 8.3% higher than a year ago. Why is the Department of Justice and the FBI uncharacteristically going after President Trump for taking documents after his term? All presidents have done it. Speculating to Newsmax on the documents the FBI took in its raid on Mar-a-Lago, a friend and advisor to President Clinton, Dick Morris, says some of the documents are a smoking gun revealing collusion between the FBI and the Department of Justice to get Trump.
It's not the FBI. It's not Trump trying to defend himself against an indictment. It's the FBI trying to defend itself against Trump's condemnation. I think Trump took those documents because he believes that they contained evidence, a smoking gun, of FBI and DOJ collusion in the Russia hoax scandal, in the tapping of his phones as president, and in getting the FISA warrant on perjured grounds to surveil his staff.
A rocket crashed back to Earth shortly after launch Monday in the first accident for Jeff Bezos' space travel company. Fortunately, the capsule was only carrying experiments and managed to parachute to safety. The rocket, after separation, crashed harmlessly back to Earth. Over at NASA on Monday night, they announced the date it plans to attempt to launch its Artemis 1 SLS rocket from the Kennedy Space Center for a third time. Officials are aiming for September 27th. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.